27. On the last day of the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, three athletes were deprived of their medals for blood doping, which is a technique that athletes use to increase their stamina by injecting themselves with extra blood. Blood carries oxygen throughout the body, so more blood in the body means that more oxygen can reach the muscles. As a result, athletes can push themselves harder and longer, and thereby gain an advantage over their competitors. The blood may come from the same individual or from someone else. When blood comes from the same individual, about a liter of blood is taken out several weeks before a competition. That gives the athlete time to make new blood. The removed blood is frozen to reduce damage to red blood cells. Later, right before the competition, the frozen blood is thawed and returned to the body to improve performance. But there's no such thing as a free lunch. In addition to violating the ethics of medicine and sports, blood doping can make a person's blood thicker, so the heart has to work harder to pump it through the body. This might cause a heart attack or damage the kidneys. This is why blood doping is banned by the International Olympic Committee.